This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the emergency use of a COVID-19 antibody therapy that President Donald Trump said helped cure him of the disease caused by the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports that the U.S. has passed 12 million COVID-19 cases. The Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, Inc. therapy approved by the FDA is made up of two antibodies that are to be administered together to treat mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The eligible group includes those 65 and older with some chronic medical conditions and children who are at high risk of a severe case. The company expects to have enough of the treatment ready for about 200,000 patients by the first week of January. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met in Qatar Saturday with Afghan government negotiators amid signs of progress to reach a peace agreement with the Taliban. He said the United States will, quote, sit on the side and help where we can, end quote, through the peace process. The outgoing top U.S. diplomat also met with Taliban negotiators in the Qatari capital of Doha. This comes as the U.S. speeds up its withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan after invading the country in 2001. The State Department said Pompeo and the Taliban negotiating team discussed how to reduce violence in the war-torn country. The Taliban and Afghanistan's government began negotiating for the first time in September in Doha, after the Taliban and the U.S. signed a deal in February. The U.S. agreed to withdraw all foreign troops in exchange for security guarantees and a Taliban commitment to begin negotiations. Earlier on Saturday, Pompeo also met with the United Arab Emirates Crown Prince. The two discussed the UAE's normalizing of ties with Israel. This is VOA News. Aid agencies have been racing to scale up the humanitarian response in remote areas of eastern Sudan, where more than 30,000 people have arrived in under 2 weeks. The refugees are fleeing fighting in and around Ethiopia's northern Tigray region, where the government is battling local forces. The UN is planning for as many as 200,000 refugees to arrive in the next 6 months, and has been mobilizing supplies to move people away from crowded transit points and further into the country. Phones and internet links have been cut in Tigray since Ethiopian government troops launched an offensive early this month against regional authorities they accused of staging a surprise attack on federal forces. The mostly Tigrayan refugees fled Ethiopia with few possessions, and many spent days on the run before crossing into Sudan. Almost all of those fleeing to Sudan have arrived at border crossing points, bringing firsthand accounts of the fighting. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly weekend mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and left dozens of others injured. The attack came 2 days before a major donors conference for Afghanistan, which will be held in Geneva. A government spokesman said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement there were no casualties among its staff. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said that along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blasts, with many requiring hospital treatment. Several thousand people protested in Paris this weekend against a bill that would make it a crime to circulate an image of a police officer's face with the intention that they should be harmed. Supporters say police officers and their families need protection from harassment, both online and in person, when off duty. The offense would carry a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a 45,000 euro fine. That's equivalent to $53,000. Opponents say the law would infringe journalists' freedom to report and make it harder to hold police accountable for abuses, such as excessive use of force, which is a growing public concern. They argue that citizens and journalists might hold back from filming police interventions for fear of being arrested. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.